In terms of homeland security, what they're trying to do is secure the loose material and get a that could be used to making nuclear bombs by, you know, non-state actors, terrorists. And the other thing is to get, you know, all the civilized and recognized nations of the world together to agree to the measures that they're going to take to do this. And, you know, the threat of a nuclear weapon of mass destruction has long haunted the United States, well, since September 11th, 2001. And there's been strenuous efforts to secure loose nuclear materials. There's been all kinds of efforts to hunt down people who might be smuggling nuclear materials or selling it, and just to keep it out of the hands of terrorists. And this gets the entire world, or the entire civilized world, on board in pursuit, one hopes, of this common goal.
Who are the other major players at this conference? It would be, I think, a myriad of different reasons, but obviously Canada and Mexico, being on our immediate borders, would have to figure into this. But then again, there are other nation states that are much more likely to try and supply nuclear weapons material to terrorists.
Well, the first, you look at the potential suppliers. Russia and China are probably very much on board because they don't want unauthorized proliferation, and they have as much of a terrorist threat, if not more so, than the United States. I mean, look at what's happened in Chechnya and what just happened in Moscow. So they certainly don't want loose nuclear material getting into the hands of terrorists of any stripe. You also have to look at countries like Kazakhstan, that used to be the home of the Soviet nuclear program. And a lot of that nuclear material has been secured. And, you know, the United States has had programs, one originally proposed by Senator Nunn of Georgia, to secure nuclear material and get it over to the United States, or get it at least into safe hands and wrap up those kinds of, weapons-grade materials anywhere in the world. But then, of course, you have the rogue states. You have Iran and you have North Korea, which are not at the summit and which have been long held in suspicion of encouraging proliferation. So they're not there. But what the United States is obviously hoping to do is to get everybody on board to prevent any kind of an effort, even by those rogue states, to send nuclear material or expertise to any terrorist group that might try to make a nuclear bomb.
Of course, the summit becomes part and parcel of this broader focus we've seen from the Obama White House over the last several weeks.
Right.
Really a campaign to rid the world of nuclear weapons, I think, is the way that they put it.
Well, they can certainly try to rid the world. There's always going to be some residual retaliatory stockpile just to keep things on an even keel. In fact, there have been people who have argued that a world without nuclear weapons is more dangerous than one that has it in responsible hands. But certainly they're working on a state-to-state effort. We saw that in the most recent treaty with Russia. They're working on a non-proliferation regime to make sure that there are no new nuclear state powers. And then you've got to stop and make sure that no non-state actors ever get this kind of material or have this kind of capability, because you never know what those people are going to do. In a world of suicide bombers, people who don't care if they get blown up with their cargo, nuclear proliferation is an extremely dangerous proposition.
Now, are nations like North Korea and Iran lead the list of concerns at the summit, do you think? I mean, just outside of Washington a couple of weeks ago, we saw the big conference go at the National Counterproliferation Center. They're part of their campus known as LX1. They had brought in a bunch of experts on missiles, nuclear and biological weapons, chemical agents, and they talked about state actors, specifically North Korea and Iran, I think, for that meeting.
Right. Well, the thing with with North Korea and Iran is that they don't have a stake in the current established world order. And this is particularly true of Iran. You have to realize that Iran is especially dangerous because it doesn't accept the current world order, and it has a messianic mission of its own. And it has used suicide bombers in the past. It has terrorist proxies. And they're the kind of people, one presumes, who would be willing to commit suicide in the pursuit of their aims. So this makes them extremely dangerous, and they have a well-documented nuclear program going on right now. So what this summit will do is, one hopes, turn the entire world if not against Iran, but will contain their nuclear ambitions. And this is particularly important with Russia, because Russia has been a friend of Iran, of the current regime, and has helped give them some, you know, nuclear know-how. So presumably what you're doing with this summit is getting a consensus of the world. And then once you have that consensus, and once you have it ratified in a treaty, you can take actions that prevent proliferation, and especially the proliferation of potentially terrorist weaponry.
It's kind of interesting that this summit is focusing, I believe, solely on nuclear weapons, leaving chemical, biological weapons off the table, when at one point, anyway, I think we thought that they were a more viable threat than the nuclear weapons.
Right. Well, chemical and biological is the so-called poor man's nuclear weapon. But, you know, it's much more difficult to get a consensus on that. I think the world agrees, and all the countries of the world agree, the 47 that are there, that nuclear weapons in the hands of terrorists is a very bad thing and ought to be prevented. That's something doable. And hopefully we will get a final communique out of this summit that states that explicitly. Once you start getting into chemicals and once you start getting into biologicals, then the picture becomes much more murky, the interests are much more diverse, and it's much more difficult to get that kind of consensus. So, you know, they're doing what's doable, and they'll get a consensus on the most deadliest form of weaponry, and then they'll move on to chemical and biological proliferation. But that gets also mixed up with the commerce, gets mixed up with international trade, you know, the legitimate international trade in chemicals. It's much more difficult and much more complex. So, yeah, they're concentrating on nukes at the moment.